This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 1:30, 2019. Welcome to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. Our websites, of course, thepowerhour.com, if you're new, thepowermall.com is our other website. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. It is really so good to be with you. Great show today. Stuart Rhodes, he's on hold. He's going to be joining us momentarily. He's actually in Kentucky, so we're going to get on-the-ground updates from what's going on in Kentucky and Covington there. Later on, Wayne Elliott from Strauss Heart Drops will be stopping by. Always fun to have him on. I got a – every once in a while, Sharon sends me email, and she just kind of vents and really pours her heart out. I have to be sitting down when I read it. But I want to read one part that she said, and it kind of fits with – Stuart being in Covington right now. When the Covington kids, especially Nick Sandman, were trashed for smoking while white and wearing MAGA hats, I was outraged. I decided to lose the fear, find a MAGA hat and various t-shirts supporting my views, wear them wherever I go, encourage others to do the same. I got excuses, all based in fear. My own fear returned. Fear not for myself, but for the safety of those I love. Until today, no more trying to convince or convert. Now I have a higher purpose for wearing this gear. Now for me, MAGA means make America godly again. I thought, well, thank you, Sharon. She went on a bunch of other things about Laura Presley. It's very interesting. So thank you for that email, Sharon. Our first guest, no stranger to our broadcast. We're very honored to have him. Of course, the founder of Oath Keepers. Oathkeepers.org is the website. He is a former paratrooper. He is a former Yale Law School graduate and a recovering attorney. A recovering lawyer. How's that? And he's that man on the wall that you need and is all over the country bringing us the information and standing up for people's rights and the Constitution. So glad to welcome him back. Stuart Rhodes, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Yeah, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, you're in Kentucky, and let's start there. There's a lot of things to talk about. What is going on? Give us a framework. Why are you there? What are you seeing?
Well, the Covington, unfortunately, the radical left of this country has chosen to now attack, I mean literally attack, call for the death of high school students, of young boys, simply for wearing a MAGA hat on their head or for having the wrong facial expression. This is straight out of George Orwell. This is, you know, face crime and thought crime. And now they can have that hat crime. Not a hate crime, but a hat crime. They're wearing the wrong hat. Exactly. And so because of those death threats, we are here on the ground in Kentucky. I was just at the school. Today it was closed because of the weather. I spoke with a teacher there. You know, Homeland Security is there. Local police are there as well. But our concern is the students who are under death threat could be attacked going to or from the school at their home. So we've offered protection to them and their families if they want it. But we've also put a call to action out for all patriots, whether you're prior service or not, to go to the school and stand with us in support of their right to free speech and assembly and association, and their right not to be murdered. So it's just, you know, kind of disgusting that in our country it's come to this point. But that should be no surprise. Radical left has been attacking anybody on the conservative right literally in the streets the last 2 years, and so it should be no surprise that they would not limit that to just adults. They would also eventually go after children. That's where we're at now.
Well, you say it's no surprise, but I think to a lot of Americans, you know, maybe the extremism, maybe it is a little bit of a surprise. You know, you say radical left. If you said that 10 years ago, well, what does that mean? Communists in Russia somewhere? Or what does that mean? Now it seems to be totally equated with the Democratic Party. What is going on?
Well, it is the communists, and it's the Marxists who have always been, you know, ironically, after communism died, the Soviet Union has still lived on American campuses. They are unrepentant Marxists. They're self-identified, proud of it. And Antifa is, you know, they call themselves anarchists. No, they're actually Marxists. They're a neo-Marxist movement that is intent on doing here exactly what was done under Stalin or under Mao, where you if you're not towing the party line, you're ostracized, censored, shut down, and silenced and with force. And this is precisely the same thing they're trying to do here. They don't have yet the reins of power fully to do it through the state. So instead, they do it through their foot soldiers, Antifa, and they also do it through the mass media. I was just on Alex Jones, and they had on there the lawyer for the boys, Mr. Barnes, and he went into pretty good detail about the strategy. And he's correct. The strategy is like a modern version of the Inquisition. It's to shut down anybody with opposing viewpoints. And as I pointed out, it's really taking George Orwell's warning, the dystopian view of the world in 1984, and making it a reality. You now have face crime. You know, Nick Sandman, the young 16-year-old kid who was standing there in front of the Indian elder, is now being charged with face crime because he was supposedly smirking. And so because of that, they want to kill him. But his real crime was wearing the hat on his head that said, Make America Great Again. And the even worse crime was being a pro-life march. That's the actual crime that the left is accusing these boys of. So it doesn't make a difference if full video came out showing that they did not intimidate or surround Mr. Phillips. It doesn't matter to the left. The crime is the hat on their head and why they're in D.C.
Did you see the story? This is out of Arizona. It was in the Arizona Republic that a journalist went into a restaurant. They had older pictures on the wall, and they had a picture of old coal miners. They had, you know, obviously soot on their face, and they were at the restaurant, and, you know, and the man was black, and he went to the manager of the restaurant, and he said, I'm offended by this. Have you heard that story yet?
Yes, I have. Right. And it's very similar to what also happened with going to the Catholic school. Is I went back and found, you know, videotape and pictures from high school football or basketball games of them wearing, you know, all black. It was called the blackout. But they also had a blue out and a white out. And it's where you just dress in one color for the game. But they insisted that was somehow blackface, somehow making fun of black people and racist. It's the same kind of nonsense. It's insanity is what it is.
Well, the reason I brought that, yes, it is. It's on his face. It's ridiculous. But listening to the quotes by this journalist, his name was, I should have it here, but you made me think of this when we talked, Richard something. But he said, I talked to the manager and I told him of my concern and he told me that this was old coal miners. And then I told him that it didn't matter because all that matters is my feelings. And he was not listening to my feelings. It was like, is this guy mentally deranged? So now he hurt your feelings. So now he's got to remake the world because your feelings are hurt. I mean, comment on that.
Well, it's what it really is. It's the Marxist cult. It's basically a parallel to radical Islam. It's a religion for them. And much like radical Islam, anything that offends them, whether real or imagined, is to be crushed. It doesn't matter if it's legitimate or not. So long as they perceive it as an insult, they want to stop it. It's precisely the same thing as the Muslims going crazy and calling for the death of the cartoonist, the Drew Muhammad, the Obama. Same kind of mentality. If we think that you're insulting us or our religion, that's the end of the story. You must conform. And the same thing with the radical left. Marxism and their worldview, their identity politics worldview, which hates everything about America, wants to turn everything about America into a racist situation, is
okay.
Their religion.
All right, two questions that come from this. Obviously, for years now, your organization, Oath Keepers, oathkeepers.org, love to support them. People wanting to stand up for people, for right, for America. I mean, you've been all over, you know, the Bundys. You're at the Bundys. Anytime there's an event, your people show up to enforce, really, the law. And this has been going on for years. It seems to me that it's getting more delusional, worse in that way. I mean, what's your take from 10 years ago to now? Is it just way worse? Is it better? What?
No, it's considerably worse, and especially during the Trump administration when they no longer had a lock on the political power in the executive branch. What you saw with the rise of Antifa in the United States, we've gone up against Antifa multiple times, twice at Berkeley, in fact. In the park in Berkeley, we defended free speech events against them. And so what's happened now is that the mask is coming off. Becoming much more overtly Marxist, and the Marxists, the radical Marxists, are taking over the Democratic Party. I'm not saying every Democrat's a communist, but I'm saying that the ones who run the party and the ones who are pushing it to the further to the left are radical Marxists. Yeah, they're going to go down the same path as Weather Underground.
Yeah, it's obvious that they are. I mean, how can you say anything different? Let me then frame this. Obviously, this is starting to get into the border debate, or really there's no debate, but the border situation. Let me back up and stop for a second and say, how is it that we let this happen? When I say us, I mean Americans, regular Americans who like the Constitution, who love God, who love their family, who don't want babies being aborted right before they're born. How did we let this happen? How did we get here?
Well, the long march through the institutions, as they themselves called it. You know, they march through our higher education systems, our legal system, our political system, the media. They've taken over most of the formal instruments of power. What they have not been successful in doing is brainwashing the average American in middle America. And so that's why they want to crush and suppress you in force. That's what's happening now. And, of course, the election of Trump was a huge surprise to them. They did not believe it was possible, and that just threw them into a tizzy. Now they've gone crazy, and then they're starting to abandon. What's kind of interesting is, you know, during the Bush administration, they would quote the Founding Fathers and quote the Constitution in opposition to Bush, but now they don't do that anymore. They condemn the Constitution. They've gone full retard as far as going full Marxist. They no longer have any pretext of trying to use our legal system or our Constitution against their political opponents. Now it's just all about pure Marxism.
That you're down there in Covington, or Covington's the high school in Kentucky. Is it Covington, Kentucky, or is it just Covington?
Park Hills is where the school is at.
Okay, Park Hills.
Covington Catholic High School.
Give us a little glimpse of, you know, are there protesters down there? Obviously, they're closed today, but from what you've seen,
yeah,
are there protesters?
There's 0 degrees outside today. There's nobody. No protesters out there today. Yeah. Anti-Fa was there last week, but they weren't there today. But the school's closed. So tomorrow it warms back up, and I really do encourage patriots to show up tomorrow and stand with us in support. And you don't need to prior service or have any kind of skill sets other than being an American and believing in dignity of the individual.
Are these, Sandman, the one individual seems to be the center of the controversy. Have you been able to talk to him at all?
No, I have not. I just arrived here today. We do have an open invitation to all the students and their family of protection from us if they want it. Going to and from school and also their home. But I've not. Hopefully I get a chance to see him and shake his hand. But I'll be there tomorrow. The school will hopefully be up tomorrow when it's better.
Oh, great. What has the response been from the people you have talked to? That you talked to one teacher, obviously. Have they welcomed you? Have they been concerned?
Oh, yeah.
What's the...
Very thankful for the support. Absolutely.
Well, I can only imagine. I mean, I would be... There's the music, or we've got a break. On the other side, we'll get more into this. Obviously, the border, that we got red flag laws. We're very concerned about. This is a man to talk to, a former constitutional attorney, a recovering attorney, as he likes to call himself, founder of Oath Keepers, oathkeepers.org. Very happy to have Stuart here. Stuart Rhodes on the other side. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, thepowerhour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupt him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 0 degrees, so there's no protesters, and the cold. Some good is happening there. It reminded me of the story of Prince. They asked Prince one time, "Why in the world do you live in Minnesota?" He said, "Well, because the cold keeps all the bad people away." I guess it's certainly true in this case. Talking to Stuart Rhodes from Oathkeepers.org, been all around the issue of guns. Certainly, we'll get into the red flag laws and the border. We hear one message through corporate media, Stuart, and, you know, it's almost like blasé, like, what's the big deal? There's no problem. You've been down to the border extensively. What did you see? What is really going on?
Well, the border is completely wide open, and the Mexican drug cartels control the border. They essentially control the land on both sides. No one crosses, in contrast to the U.S. government, no one crosses the border without the cartel's permission on fear of death. All these migrants, the so-called mass refugee trains, each of those persons must pay the cartel to get through. So the border is completely undefended. I mean, there's Border Patrol just trying to do the best they can, but there's too few of them and too far in between. Like recently in Yuma, there was this one example of about 300 illegal aliens crossing, jumping over the fence or tunneling underneath it. And in a news report, it said that there were only 3 Border Patrol agents for 27 miles of the fence that was there in Yuma, Arizona. So there's just not enough of them to patrol what already exists. That's kind of the dirty secret from both sides. The wall, if you put a wall entirely across the entire border, once it's patrolled by enough boots on the ground, it won't make a difference. So it'll help, but it won't be enough. You have to have men on the ground also, not just a fence or a wall.
How you mentioned cartel. The first thing you said was cartels. I mean, this seems like out of some movie or something. I don't know where my mind's going here. I wasn't anticipating you saying it quite like that. Is it almost the cartels in some way are doing us a favor because they're controlling the inflow, or they're just letting the people with the drugs through?
They're just benefiting from It's delivering the drugs through, they're bringing the illegals through, and they're making a killing doing it, you know, literally. And they bring across, of course, women and children to be forced into sex slavery inside the United States as well. So that's a huge part of their, you know, if you were to legalize all the drugs, this is what a lot of libertarians don't understand. That would certainly stop them from being able to be a profit on that. But they would still bring in women and children for forced sex slave prostitution. And they would still be bringing in illegals who want to enter this country for whatever reason, including people from the Middle East. They could be bringing in jihadists. There's already been, you know, prayer rugs down all over the border from people coming in from Muslim countries.
Do you have any question that some sort of Islamic terrorists or whatever brand you want to mark them with have flown across our border into our country? Is there any doubt in your mind?
Well, not at all. In fact, there were a couple of Border Patrol agents, I believe, in one of the most recent press conferences from President Trump on the border talking about a couple they had caught. And so for everyone they catch, it's probably at least another 100 to get through without being caught. It's an open sieve. I mean, anyone can come through for any reason they want to. And so it's a national security threat. And frankly, it's a direct parallel to what we were facing back in 1916 when President Wilson used the U.S. military to secure the border and went after Pancho Villa after he and his bandits raided across the U.S. border and killed American citizens in Texas. The direct parallel. And the response is the same. President Trump should call up the U.S. military and the militia, including us and the National Guard, and secure the border with the military. That's what he should do.
All right. Sometimes I simplify, maybe oversimplify things and get real dogmatic about a point. But you correct me if I'm wrong. This border is so clear-cut to me, and if we don't have a secure border, eventually we will not have a country. History, everything tells me that that's true. What in the hell are we doing not having a border? I mean, I cannot believe that the congressman, the Border Patrol, everybody who can make a decision here, the president, what have you, are so dense and dumb not to see that point, other than to say that they are subverting our country. That's the only thing I can come up with.
You're absolutely correct. You don't have a border, you don't have a country. The Border Patrol agents do understand it. I believe President Trump doesn't understand it. But here's the Border Patrol are doing the best they can. President Trump, he's not doing the best he can. He could call up the U.S. military, as President Wilson did in 1916, and that's exactly what he needs to do. Now, on the other side, you have both the globalists in the Democrat Party and the globalists in the Republican Party who want the open border for precisely the reason you point out. They want to destroy our sovereignty. They want to erase America as we know it.
We're coming to a break. I mean, what you just said, if you would have told somebody that 10 years ago, it's like people, yeah, okay, whatever. It's like, but now it's like here. It's like right here. On the other side, let's hone in on Trump. Is he backing down this deal or what in the world? He's pushed himself back in the corner, really. That's what I think. Let's talk about that on the other side more. Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org. So good to have him. Right from Kentucky. He's taking time for us on the Power Hour. How cool is he?
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's bestEDpill.com, the online doctor's office.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A special House Senate committee is looking to craft a long-term budget extension to avert another partial government shutdown. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News she hopes there isn't another partial government shutdown.
Nobody wants the government shutdown. What we want is for the Democrats to negotiate.
Venezuela's Supreme Court is barring opposition leader Juan Guaido from leaving the country. The court, packed with members that are loyal to President Nicolas Maduro, also ordered Guaido's assets frozen. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger says the situation in Venezuela does affect Americans.
We used to have this idea called the Monroe Doctrine, which is interest in your hemisphere, and for too long we've ignored that. It is in our interest to ensure that there is democracy in Venezuela. We're not coming in to impose democracy on an unwilling population. The population deeply wants it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back to the... Well, yes, I am on. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Sorry about that. The Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com is all the great products from 20-plus years. Joyce Riley, starting with Miracle 2 soap, and now, you know, Cardio Miracle is one of our newest products. It's all there. It's natural things that have worked. And thousands upon thousands of people have testified to their effectiveness. And you don't have to succumb to the medical mafia or what have you. If you haven't realized, your health is up to you. So much of your independence, your life, you're seeing that more and more, aren't you, ladies and gentlemen? I hope you're not feeling isolated. That's one of the purposes of the show. It's named the Power Hour, to fill you with power. You don't have a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, as the scriptures say. So that's what we hope to inject here. And one of the things that we offer, it's a win-win for everybody, is the Power Mall and the products there. You've been so supportive of the different purchases. We're changing our warehouse. We have a lot of products on sale. I can't list them all. You're going to have to call Jay. Please find it within yourself to give her a call or check out our website, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Of course, good health naturally, all the great products. Great interview with Robert Redford yesterday. You can check that out on the website and see the great products and what will help you for your individual situation. They're all on sale. Strauss Heart Drops. Wayne's going to be on here in about 30 minutes or so. The Living Clay, Perrier. It's just one of those things you have to have. Sherry Rogers products, the phosphatidylcholine, the detox cocktail she came up with, all at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. And, of course, the Cardio Miracle. Check that out. And Sherry Rogers, a whole year's worth of interview that you can buy on CD. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Back to Stuart. You mentioned Trump on the other side, and that's really, for better, for worse, whatever, this debate is falling squarely on his shoulders, and really, he's not, you know, it's like a hot potato. He's not passing the potato. He's owning it. He's taking it and putting himself in a little bit of a corner, I think. I really cringed when he came out and basically took ownership of this, says, I am not giving in. He put a line in the sand with Pelosi and the rest of them and said, I will not sign any budget agreement until there's walls included in it. I cringed at that because I felt like he backed himself into a corner. What's your perspective?
Well, he did in a sense because the, you know, Democrats don't care about people being out of work. And the more chaos, the better. It's a cloud-pitten strategy. So they don't mind, you know, people running out of their food stamps, et cetera. It falls right into their tactics. So by him saying, I'll own that, he made it easy for them to attach that to him and blame him. And most Americans, unfortunately, think he's the one responsible for it. I think what he should have done, and he could still do, is separate the two issues. The wall, the issue of border security, can be solved by him calling out the U.S. military and the National Guard, and eventually also us as the militia, and putting us on the border and secure it through the military and have the Army Corps of Engineers build the wall. And he's threatened to do that. He's going to do it because that is really the only way you're going to have a secure border is with the U.S. military, just as it used to be. The border has never been secure with just Border Patrol. There's not enough of them. From Border Patrol's beginning back in the 1920s till now, there has never been enough of them to fully secure the border. It takes the U.S. military. So you should just separate the two issues, secure the border, say, look, you know, we try to do it their way. They won't even do anything to secure the border. It's now a national security, national defense issue. I'm going to use the military.
This is the divisive issue. Maybe not the issue is divided, but you can tell what side people are on by this issue. Does that make sense? It's like go ahead.
It's exactly why Trump was elected, and it's the central reason why the left hates him. It's because he is a sincere nationalist and does want border security, and that's the one thing that they cannot abide with or tolerate. They do not want a secure border because they want to destroy the sovereignty of the United States, and they want to flood us with a third world, just as the plan is in Europe to transform Europe. I mean, really, we're following 1984 to a T. We're becoming Oceania, which was the entire Western Hemisphere. Europe is becoming Eurasia, which was the, you know, the supposed enemy in 1984. Orwell's novel was not just about totalitarian systems, also about global government, a global tyranny. That's what we're becoming. And they're taking this playbook straight out of Orwell, frankly.
Well, it's like you ever heard of Trilateral Commission, ladies and gentlemen? Trilateral, you know, three different zones, economic zones. Talking to you, it's just so many ideas. I got so many thoughts. We only have so much time, but I am just, this makes me so, I'll get physically angry if I get into this too much. But, you know, we can have the technology that can spy on me with this freaking little cell phone that we carry, or I try not to carry with me. You can do almost any level of spying with this thing, but we can't have a drone on the border to see if people are crossing back and forth and then act, or dogs, or anything. I mean, we can't use it. We're like in it's 1800s on the border, but it's the year 2300 everywhere else on America.
Well, absolutely. They don't want anything done to impede the cartels. And it's very similar to the radical Islam in Europe. The left in Europe is studied in their absolute refusal to look at the reality of radical Islam and then the fact that most of the people that bring into Europe are not assimilating and want to transform it into a caliphate. They refuse to acknowledge that reality. Same thing here on our border. They refuse to acknowledge that the cartels are doing what the cartels are doing. They're running sex slavery across the border. They're murderous, you know, totalitarian terrorists, that they terrorize people into compliance. You know, Silver Roulette, that's their Pato Plomo is their famous offer. And they're taking over local governments and police station, police departments and sheriff departments in the United States on the border exactly as they do in Mexico through that force, through that terrorism. But they refuse to acknowledge the reality on the border because they want the same outcome as they're seeing in Europe, which is to flood this country with a third world and wipe out the first world. It's a war on Western civilization.
All right, Stuart Rhodes, wave a magic wand. What would you do right now and in the next, I don't know, 6 months? Or what would be your plan on the border?
Deploy the U.S. military. In fact, I would put them into Mexico, just as Wilson did, to get Blackjack Pershing going to Mexico after Pancho Villa, because Pancho Villa ran northern Mexico. Mexico City did not control it. Same thing here. The cartels own northern Mexico. Send the military in. They could stop the so-called refugees even getting on U.S. soil. So they wouldn't have any claim for asylum. Take it into Mexico. Kick the crap out of the cartels. You're doing the Mexican people a favor by getting rid of the cartels. And then you should also federally prosecute the sanctuary city politicians and the sanctuary state politicians in California for their open violation of federal law by aiding and abetting illegal aliens. That's what I would do.
Is the reason that he doesn't, is it because he's too weak, meaning he's being undermined at every turn, or he doesn't have the gumption to do it? What?
I don't think he understands his own power. I don't think he's taking a good hard look at Title X and his authority to call up the militia and call up the military. He's surrounded by neocons. He's surrounded by globalist Republicans who are, you know, also enemies of the Constitution and not giving him good advice. That's probably one of the reasons why. It could just be simply doesn't know.
All right, obviously a lot of guests have said what you just said, but you're an expert on this. I mean, your voice matters on this. The next follow-up question, if I'm just going to get my head out of the sand on this and just be so upset, my next question, okay, I'm standing up, I'm here, our audience is standing up, they're listening. You know, obviously they can't call the military in. They can pray, but they can't. What can we do? It seems to me like a total socialist takeover of our country is occurring right before our eyes, and it's freaking me out. I talk to a lot of people on the phone. It's freaking them out. What can, it's like Sharon at home. What can Sharon at home do right now?
Well, we need to be putting pressure on President Trump to educate him and to push him to use his authority as commander-in-chief over the U.S. military and over the militia to secure our nation. He needs to declare the cartels to be international terrorist organizations and unconventional warfare, military enemies of the United States. That's what they are. They are terrorists. They use force and threat of force to shape political behavior. They're all over the border, you know, taking over local politicians with the offer of either lead or silver. Same thing they're doing in Mexico. So he needs to recognize that, declare them that, and then deploy the military. We need to focus on pushing him to do that. We have the potential for the man in charge, the President of the United States, to take care of this with his authority as commander-in-chief. We need to push the laser on him doing that. It may take a protester outside the White House to get his attention. If so, that's what we need to do. But meanwhile, burn up his Twitter feed, email and call the White House, and bring attention to his authority and his duty to use the military to secure our border once and for all.
We're coming out of break. We're probably going to have to answer this on the other side. But Ann Coulter has been very, very critical about his approach to the border. She basically called, you do something about the border or you're dead politically. You agree with her?
Yeah, I think she's correct about that.
On the other side, more with Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org. We will talk about the red flag laws. Of course, maybe you'd call him the first martyr of this, the guy in Maryland. We'll talk about that and more. This is serious to me. I mean, this is the remaking of Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, what have you, into some socialist hellhole, ladies and gentlemen. This is important. Your call. called right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know, you talked about the cartels, and I think this is an extremely important point. And there's no doubt in my mind, especially the guests that we've had on, that the CIA, I'm sure, is working with them. At least the backdoor CIA is working with them. And they love them there because the biggest cartel in the world is the CIA. So they love working with other cartels. And whatever effort, the question I would pose to you, Stuart, is whatever effort we do in the front door, you know, on the up and up, on the back door, they're taking that effort, money, and whatever, doubling it, going around and fighting against even our very effort. How in the world can we ever overcome this? How in the world? We can't even get Hillary Clinton to get indicted or God Almighty or the Uranium One guy. Are you kidding me? How can we ever overcome this?
goes back to Trump. I mean, I hate to put it back on him, but you know, he ran for the job. He said, give it to me, and I'll drain the swamp, and then we elected him, and he's still there. So I think right now we have two more years of President Trump, at least, and I think we need to focus on putting pressure on him to do his job. And he should be prosecuting them. Why is it that he has a DOJ so far that has refused to prosecute anybody? It's as though Mueller were the AG. It's like Hillary had won in some kind of bizarro world, alternate universe. Hillary's the president. She appoints Mueller as her AG. He goes after enemies of her regime. That's exactly where we are. There's no counterpoint to it. There's no prosecutions on the other side against the actual criminals. And I don't understand why not. I think it's because of the... Go ahead.
Follow-up question to this. Just, are we going down to the point in time where it's going to be armed push is going to come to shove at one point because everybody's going to be the enemy of the state, at least every American.
Well, yes. I mean, we have a window now under President Trump to try to right the ship and fix things. If he does not live up to his campaign promises, he does not actually get it done, we will be in a position, especially after a failed Trump. You know, people will be so discouraged, it's very unlikely we'll go, you know, of course, along with the corruption in the political system, it's very unlikely to have another chance to do that again through that mechanism and be forced then to have to fight a bloody civil war. It's very much like Europe. If Europe does not stop the influx of radical Islamists, eventually they'll have to fight. That's probably the only way out is through a war. And we're in the same situation.
Okay, we have about 6 minutes or so left. Red flag laws. This is, give us a background on it. This freaks me out to no end. Go ahead.
Well, as you referred to last segment, there's already been a death. You had a man who, he got in an argument with his adult sister who did not even live with him. She called the cops on him and said he's a danger. And the cops came to his door because he did not turn over his guns. And apparently they say he went for his gun. He's now dead. But that entire encounter was only because an angry relative, his sister, called the police on him. Later, she said he's not really a threat and shouldn't have been killed, but it's too late. So that's the problem with the red flag laws. Now, imagine what it would be like when you have leftist activists, leftist judges, leftist media personnel being able to call the cops on you and accuse you of something you did not do. And in a secret trial before a judge, a secret hearing, the judge grants the authority for the cops to come take your guns. And the first thing you know about it is the police are at your door. That's the world we'll be living in. Red flag laws are the end of the Second Amendment. It's like kryptonite to the gun rights community.
Is there anything Americans won't put up with or swallow?
Well, I hope it's not that. I mean, Trump needs to set the message that you must secure the border, but even more a bright line no is if you sign a red flag law, you're done politically. Because I think that's true. I know, you know, there will be millions of gun owners who will not vote for him if he signs red flag law. Unfortunately, the NRA now is coming out and qualified, you know, lukewarm in favor of some version of a red flag law. So the NRA is not standing firm at all. And so Trump is probably getting the wrong message that, hey, I can pass some kind of a national red flag law and I'll be okay in 2020. We need to make it clear to him that, no, that's not the case at all.
Are we being sold out? You know, NRA supposedly is a conservative organization. Go back to 1968. So. They basically. So we're being sold out by these supposed conservative organizations.
Yeah, the NRA was opposed to them, and now all of a sudden, you saw a video of Chris Cox saying that, well, as long as there's sufficient guarantees, if it's not a friggin' jury trial in front of your peers, it's not a sufficient guarantee of due process.
Thank you. Where is the Bill of Rights gone? Why? How come our schools aren't teaching this? Where is the Declaration of Independence? We're letting our whole heritage go. We're dragging our children to these damn schools and letting their minds be filled with this communist, socialist crap. And our whole heritage is going right down the drain. And America of Thomas Jefferson will be gone. Why? How is this happening?
Like you just said, through the schools. That's why you need to homeschool your children.
What do you say to somebody who says, well, I got to work, it's hard, it's difficult, school's not so bad, it's not that big a deal. They're not teaching them, you know, they don't have pictures of Karl Marx in school. What do you mean? I don't understand what you're saying.
I would tell them, wake up, accept your responsibility. You need to find a way. whatever you have to do, then it's nothing more important than the education of your children, and it's nothing more important than pulling them out of public schools, because all they are is indoctrination camps for the radical left. Go look at the NEA. Go look at the planks for the NEA. That's all you need to see.
Is this the most... Because many people have, off air, on air, have told me that the most critical thing is to get your children out of government schools. Would you agree with that? Is that the critical issue right now, more than anything?
Well, when it comes to your responsibilities in a family, yes. I think the most important thing you can do for your children is get them out of public school. And frankly, anything else you're doing is a wasted effort. You're not doing that. So at the very least, put your kids out of public school. Absolutely. But then stand firm on the border, stand firm against red flag laws, you know, stand firm.
Well, the way I look at it is, you know, you can't call the military up. I mean, you can give pressure and your voice, and you can run your mouth wherever, and you can pray. But you can certainly, you can take action for your children. I mean,
exactly right.
You can do that.
That's right. Do what you can do. Well said. Do the things you can do, you must do. Absolutely.
Ooh, that's a good. See, this is a dip. And a lot of times, and I don't want to throw everything on Trump, although it seems like, you know, he really is the linchpin, at least politically, he seems like a linchpin right. of so many of these things. But it just seems like I can feel America, a certain part of America is getting aggressive, waking up, getting more firm in look, I'm not only saying no, but hell no. And then you have this mass of people that are swallowing this, accepting this. I mean, where in the hell are the churches screaming at the top of their lungs about these abortion laws in New York? You know, where are they?
Yeah, they've been muted. They've allowed themselves to be muted. They've stepped out of the public realm entirely. Unlike the Founders' Day, they're not on the pulpit. They're not being a Black Robe Regiment. They've retreated. They retreated into, well, it's about individual. That's the exact opposite of Islam, or the exact opposite of Marxism. This is only it's about your individual relationship with God. It has nothing to do with your society. It's not talk about current events. It's not talk about our obligation to stand up and speak out. Let's just forget all about that. It's all about your internal relationship. This is their message now. That's precisely the opposite of the Marxist or the Islamists. They're all about, this is about the public, about what's right for the whole nation. And they believe that their viewpoint is right, and they'll keep pushing it. And if you don't counteract it, Christians, you're going to get it.
There's the music at the end. Last thought is yours, about 10 seconds. Stuart, it's been great having you on.
Likewise. God bless you.
God bless you. Oathkeepers.org. Stuart Rose, there he goes. I hope that's a sobering dissertation of where we are, border and all these things. Ladies and gentlemen, it's up to you. You know, Laura Presley, inspiring story. Please listen to that interview the other day. Inspiring. God bless you. Wayne Elliott on the other side.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.